in this bulletin. Susan Lee warns Labor Greens deal will hurt forestry sector in Tasmania. Israel kills two children in Gaza in violation of ceasefire. And in cricket, Pakistan wins the 2020 Tri-Series against Sri Lanka. With all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Opposition leader Susan Lee is warning that the government's overhaul of Australia's environmental protection laws could result in thousands of job losses in Tasmania. In a deal struck with the Greens on Friday, the forestry sector, which employs tens of thousands of workers nationwide, will no longer be exempt from national standards. The Tasmanian Climate Collective says native forest logging is the state's highest emitting sector. Labor also announced a $300 million support package intended to secure jobs and output, but the Australian Forest Products Association says it has grave concerns for the sector. Susan Lee says it's a dirty deal.
And I can remember in 2004 when the then Prime Minister John Howard came to the seat of Braddon and promised to protect forestry jobs. Similarly, we believe in the forest industry in this state. And we know that if you don't get sustainable timber from Tasmania, you get it from a far less sustainable supply chain elsewhere.
Melbourne's long-awaited $15 billion metro tunnel has officially opened, with regular services now running at five new underground stations. The nine-kilometre twin tunnels will run services alongside the existing City Loop, and passengers will travel free across the network each weekend through to February 1st. The tunnel was part of the Brumby government's 2008 Victorian Transport Plan, and the final design was settled on in 2016. Premier Jacinta Allen, who has been part of every stage of the project, said she was immensely proud. Train spotter Noah was at Sunbury Station for the inaugural journey.
This is a marvel of engineering that's taken years and years, and to see it finally come to fruition and be finished is something that heartens me, and I really want to go on a modern train, go to a world-class train station. Today's the day to do it.
In Gaza, family members say an Israeli drone strike has killed two Palestinian boys east of Khan Yunis. Israel's military says it had identified the two children as posing an immediate threat, but uncles of the brothers, aged 8 and 11, told AFP that the brothers were looking for firewood. Nasser Hospital confirmed receiving the boys' bodies, and more than 60 people attended their funerals. The local health ministry says 354 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since a US-brokered ceasefire began on the 10th of October, bringing the total number of Palestinians killed in Israel's war on Gaza to more than 70,000. A nationwide border processing system outage has caused disruption at Australian airports today. A spokesperson for the Melbourne airport confirms a technical issue about the processing system was flagged by the Australian Border Force, and it was resolved in the afternoon. In a statement, the spokesperson says they are now prioritising flights to manage passenger flows to work to ease congestion. And in sport, Pakistan have won the 2020 Tri-Series after their spinners dominated Sri Lanka in a 6-wicket victory in the final. Sri Lanka lost their last 8 wickets for just 16 runs and were bowled out for 114 in 19 overs before Pakistan cruised to 4 for 118 with 8 balls to spare. Opening batters Saim Ayub and Sahibzada Farhan provided a solid start with 36 and 23 runs respectively before Babar Azam scored an unbeaten 37 off 34 balls to guide them home. Pakistan captain Salman Ali Aga says the team is now ready for the upcoming World Cup. And that's all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stewart.